Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Told you. We've been watching this for a while, and now it's a top 10 in the country story. The DC sandwich man found not guilty by a liberal jury. Oh, this is important. Sean Dunn attacked a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent, threw a heavy loaded Subway sandwich full of like oil and nasty stuff, hit him right in the chest with it. He was facing federal charges of assaulting, resisting, opposing, impeding, intimidating, and interfering with a federal officer. Liberal jurors, because there are no other kind in D.C., had voted 87% for Kamala Harris. Liberal jurors deliberated for about 7 hours before reaching a verdict. What was their verdict? No Democrat guilty. Listen to this. Dunn did not deny he did it. Did not deny it was assault. There's video. He just said he was mad. That was their argument. He's mad. I believe I was protecting the rights of illegal immigrants. Let's fix the sentence. And let us not forget that the Great Seal of the United States says e pluribus unum, Dunn said. Dunn's legal team insisted he threw the sandwich in protest. Ah, here we go. This is the beginning of it. Kind of. It's actually been going on in D.C. for a while. We've been tracking it with podcasts. So the new legal standard, this is how we slip down that slippery slope in liberal D.C., a post-American territory legally, is if I am mad because I disagree, I can assault a federal agent, this time with a sandwich. Eventually it'll be rocks and the juries will let him off too. This is how it starts. The left loves this. That's why it went viral. And does a Subway sandwich hurt you? No, you're not going to bruise from that. Makes you kind of nasty. You got to go home and take a shower, but no. But the fact that it was okay, that his lawyers said it was done as an exclamation point to express his negative feelings. Folks, it's going to go downhill. I've been talking to you about the Russian Revolution for years. This is how it started. After a while, it was okay for the Marxists to shoot and kill cops. Started just like this. Eventually, started like this, and then by the time they were done, they were pouring acid in their eyes while they were on duty. No one would convict them. Folks, we will see a time in this country. When I tell you about a post-American, a neo-Marxist territory, it is geographically American, but otherwise has no recognizable system of law, only kangaroo courts and rigged jury trials. That's what this is. Eventually, we will get to the point where a liberal in good standing will seriously hurt or kill a Border Patrol agent, a Charlie Kirk type one of us, and mark my words, it's coming. Folks, we will be there within a decade, maybe 5 years, and a liberal jury will let them off. And we will not be able to enter these territories. It happened during the Russian Revolution, the Marxist Revolution there that led to the Soviet Union. It will happen here. It is the model the left has been following. Now, come on, Tara. He just threw a Subway sandwich. I mean, there's no other examples of, this goes back to 2021. Remember this? Remember, for Republicans, it is illegal. A felony, in fact. Ask Michael Flynn about this, Trump's advisor. To lie to the FBI, even though all the FBI does is lie. Michael Sussman, working for Hillary Clinton, lied to the FBI, presented fake information that Donald Trump and his organization were communicating with his Russian handlers, who he, of course, answered to via a bank. by a Russian bank. That's a felony. Like, that is a buku, buku, buku felony. So he's indicted for it by John Durham in 2021 and sat before a D.C. jury, and they found him, yeah, not guilty. Nope, nope. Why? Well, he's a Democrat in good standing. They interviewed the jurors after and asked them, well, you think he didn't do it? No, he did it. He made up the Russia collusion hoax with felony-level lies. That the media, by the way, then picked up, and the New York Times and the Washington Post won Pulitzers from this lie. But the liberal jury just said, but we liked the lie, though, because we don't like Donald Trump. So, I mean, like, if you commit a felony multiple times to frame him with lies, and they get spread all over the country, and then it's used as the basis to launch the Mueller investigation, and he has to turn over a million documents. Oh, and your lie is used before the FISA court feloniously. It's all good. There's so many felonies there, we've lost count, but it's all good if you're a Democrat in good standing. So what has just been established here, folks? We never had this in America. If you are the right political stripe, there is a different set of rules and laws for you in these neo-Marxist post-American territories, which the D.C. legal system is. Here's your problem. D.C. legal system covers Congress. They launched the fake Russian, American classified documents case there against Trump. It is a kangaroo court for us. They will nail you to the cross for breathing wrong if you're a Republican. Folks, I don't know how Congress continues to operate in D.C. Not under this. I don't know going forward. This is loaded. It's a problem. It's not just a sandwich. It's the beginning. And the way it's going to end, you're not going to like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.